All Eyes on Fishing with Mitch Peterson, Josh Sheldon, and Brad Qualley, leading you to the next level.
Hey everybody, welcome back to All Eyes on Fishing. It's ice season, boys, and it's time to get out on the ice. It's starting to freeze up, right?
Ice, baby.
Time to take a nap.
Yep, boats are stored away. That sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Well, yeah. I mean, we can still take yours down south.
Yeah, we can go down.
Yeah, so we have to keep one ready to go.
Yeah, mine's buried in snow right now.
A lot of snow.
Ice, baby. I don't know if we're going to call it that, but this is...
We just did. That's what it is.
This podcast is going to be for the guys that like to go out ice fishing, of course, improving your success on the ice.
You know, yep, or especially for guys that are trying to, you know, just getting into it and might not have a lot of experience and stuff. We want to, you know, we want to pass on some things that will guarantee will help.
Yeah,
I would definitely say this is probably the first of probably many that we do this winter.
Well, ice fishing. And here's the thing, Junior, we've got him, I think, excited now to probably get on the ice a couple times.
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Listen, I'm going to say it right now. If you don't go ice fishing.
Hey, we have ice houses. It's like 60
degrees. Yeah, but it's a two-holer.
So what?
So who's going to be the third man out?
I got a bigger one. I just got one.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it holds four people. So
I don't need a house.
I don't know. I like that one. Hey, that one that we posted on our Facebook page. Did you see that? I mean, what a luxury suite that thing is.
Oh, dude, they're so awesome. Are you kidding? The wheelhouses. It's a big deal back home.
Yeah, so like when we talk ice house, no. It's a shelter.
Yeah.
Those are ice houses.
Yeah, we're in tents.
Yeah, it's a tent. It's like that tent you used to get as a kid so you could watch like WrestleMania in your living room.
I wish they were as cheap as the tents. But anyway, they do make it comfortable when you're out ice fishing. And there's plenty of times you just go sit on a bucket. You can do that too. You don't need an ice house. But so let's talk about improving your success on the ice early. And I know this is going to be great because we're going to get a lot of comments on this because there's a lot of great ice fishermen. We do it. Mitch is probably the best out of all of us.
Well, it's in his blood. You get your gopher card taken away if you don't know what you're doing.
I mean, I've put hundreds of hours out there, but he definitely is the resident expert on ice. But don't be afraid to get out there because it is a great way to spend an afternoon. You can catch a lot of quality fish.
I tell you, so a couple things about ice fishing that I love. A, if you don't have a boat, well, guess what? It's an even playing field. What Josh was saying, it evens the playing field.
Everybody can access the same spots no matter if you have a boat or not.
Yeah, and now, you don't need to get all fancy.
No.
Not at all.
And
a bucket.
And there's just something cool, too, about being out on the water.
Right.
And fishing out of an 8-inch hole and expecting to catch fish. Well, guess what? You can do it.
Right.
It's kind of weird if you think about it. You spend all this money on boats, and now you're out there fishing 8 inches of water. Well, 16, because you're running two rods. At least here we are.
Yeah. Well, so, and you can, I mean, and it's like everything else, right? You can get as fancy as you want. You can get, especially on the bigger water, you can get snowmobiles and sleds and all that stuff to access more parts of the lake and all that. I mean, you can get nuts with it, just like everything.
With everything.
But but in general, what would be the things you need?
Well, I think first and foremost, when you go out there, and this is kind of the boring part, but for those that haven't done it or those that are experienced, something to think about is some of that early ice, what it looks like, and some safety stuff.
Safety.
It is. Yeah. And we're not going to dwell on this a whole lot because – there's so much out there that you can read on how many inches is safe for walking, a sled, whatever.
Don't drive your car on early ice. How many times we see that on Facebook, right? Somebody's Bronco is nose in, right?
I mean, but Minnesota is locked up a few weeks ago, and I swear to God, it wasn't 10 days after the ice, I saw pictures on Facebook of vehicles going through.
That's
it's like,
nuts.
What?
That's
who
crazy,
who right? made that call?
So first safety tip. Don't drive your car on the ice right away.
Yeah.
There's plenty of places where you're getting a foot thick or better. No problem, right? But anyway.
You know, there's a few important safety gear that I just have in my ice fishing stuff year-round. First one being a rope. Second one being my little ice picks.
The spikes. Yep.
And they go around my neck. And, you know, hey, well, once I've got experience on that water, if we're dealing with 18 inches of ice, yeah, I might leave them in the sled, right?
Right.
But, hey, when it's early ice, you don't know for sure, mm-hmm. right, until you have that time on the water. You know what the weather's doing, all that. And, yeah, the other key thing is don't. Because, you know,
never. That's probably the most important. Never go alone and having a rope.
Yeah. And again, I look at it as until you have that confidence, you know what the ice is.
Yes.
Right. You know the weather is held.
But
it,
we're
it's
talking
good.
Early ice.
Yeah. Give me an inch. Give me an inch reading that you think is safe.
Well, the stuff that you read, I'm pretty comfortable at 4 inches or better.
Yeah, really? Have you looked in the mirror lately? You think four? I would go maybe 4.5 or 5 for you. Just saying.
4.5 or 5?
I'm cutting some LBs.
He's the lightest one. What do I need? A foot? Don't even put a foot. Don't even step out onto it, Mitch.
No, so let's talk about that because me and Mitch went up on, it was like a farm pond that we went on last year. Never been to this place at all.
Nope.
And on the far, what would it have been? North end.
Yep.
Maybe it was a.
It was the west side of the lake
that we fished.
Yeah.
So, but on the other end, there was a little open water. We're like, oh my God, we've heard people are out here fishing. So what we did.
Oh, it was all dark and nasty ice. It didn't look good.
It didn't look good. So we stopped. We looked in our car. And we were like, no, we're not going to go. And another dude was out on the ice. So we're like, golly. Well, so what we did is we followed our own safety tips. We each had a rope and a 25-foot minimum rope. So you can cast it, throw it out there. We both had our spikes. And then what we did is we separated. So when he would walk out, we would be 25 feet apart. You know,
in line, like he would follow me. Yes. I was the guinea pig guy. You know?
The canary.
Yeah, it's perfect for me. Because he's heavier. He can make it. Yeah. I can make it.
If fatty can make it.
Yeah, look at him calling you fat, dude.
So, but we were punching holes. And a lot of guys will use those ice picks, those
A chisel.
Yeah, I couldn't think of it. Thank you. But you can use a chisel to test it too. But we were just when we have
spud bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were just hitting holes real quick, and it was 6 inches right away. We're like, well, that's pretty good.
Yep.
And we followed it all the way out until we found some contour that we liked. We kept dropping the Vex in to see what we were looking at.
Vex.
The Vexler. The flasher.
Our flasher.
Yeah.
So we each have one, so we can both fish our holes with our own Vex.
Mm-hmm.
They have Markhams, and they have Hummingbird has. I mean, they have all kinds. That's just what we both have.
Electronics.
Yeah. So we probably hit, what would you guess, 12 holes by the time we got to where we were fishing.
Yep. Just randomly checking the ice, make sure, you know, getting the, how is it consistent?
Right. Now, we only went probably 200 yards, but it was a safety aspect. We wanted to make sure it was new ice or it didn't look good. Part was open on the far end of this pond. I mean, it is a quarter mile down.
How deep?
Well, we were in
15, I think.
Yeah, we ended up fishing. We found a break between 8 and 15, and I think we fished all the way from about 9 to 12.
Right in there, yeah.
Yeah.
But over your head, if that's what the question is.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know if it was something where you would you know, it's like on Christmas Story where he falls through the attic and it's on the bed, right? Bonk, it goes down to his waist. I don't know if you guys would fall through and it'd be bonk to your waist or if it would be, you know.
No, it wasn't that. I'd have felt way more comfortable to punch at home. That's only a foot. Yeah, well, let's just keep going.
And bottom line, we were safe. We gained our confidence. But because we were kind of in line with each other and we both had ropes, worst case scenario in my mind, if I go down, he's right there to throw me a rope, pull my big bone body back up out of the water.
So that's another thing, to have a rope with a loop in it so they can put it on the wrist. And the other thing too, and this is probably one of the last things we can have to talk about, and then we'll move on to the actual fishing aspect. But to have that loop in there, but I totally lost my train of thought.
Well, it's important. So you can pull them out.
No. I remember what it is. If you end up going through the ice, now fortunately neither one of us ever have, but you hear stories, is to come back out where you last stepped.
Yes.
So where you knew it was before you fell in, work your way that way.
Right. Turn around. Do a 180. Like if you drop through, turn around from the way you came because you know the ice is solid. They're safe. Because a lot of people panic right away. So stay calm. Mm-hmm. Turn around. Try to get back out the same way you went in.
Yep. All right. So we got that down because that is important.
Yeah. I'm a 2.5 to 3 inch kind of guy. As long as it's good, clear, hard ice, no sweat.
Yeah.
I'm on it.
I'm a big baby. I like 4 inches.
I'm on it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, anyway.
All right. So now back to my question. Gear. If I'm going to go tomorrow and I'm going to swing by the sporting goods store.
There's no ice right now. That's
any no,
good.
No. If I'm, dude.
Don't go tomorrow, bud.
Hypothetically. Okay.
You're not going tomorrow.
You're going in a couple of days, though.
Yeah, I'm going a couple
days. Because it's 3 inches right now.
But what I'm saying is if I'm going to go and I've never ice fished or ice fished with a buddy and used his gear, give me what I need to go.
Well, and say you're going to be by yourself or with another guy that's never done it. So I'm never going to go
by myself because you told me not to.
Or an early ice for sure.
Early ice. Early ice. You'll never go by yourself ever.
Ever.
Yeah. Well, so you need to be like if I go ever. You need to get through the ice. You need to make your hole. So you need an auger, a hand auger. Okay, so the only time you wouldn't need a hand auger, if there's somebody else out there, most people out ice fishing are pretty cool. You can, hey bud, is there any way you could drill me a couple holes?
Yeah.
Most people are going to say yes. That's what I find. Yes. Everybody's kind of got that good attitude out on the ice. But
right.
You can pick up a hand auger for $50.
Yeah, that's what I run. I've had a hand auger for 25 years.
Yep.
I've never had a power auger in it. It's fine for that first 6-7 inches of ice, but
later on in the season, the hand auger
late ice,
sucks.
Not early ice.
That's why I started fishing with Mitch. He's got a
gas one. Yeah. Yeah. Really looks like a post hole digger. He converted.
Better. Yeah, way better. But you can get out there. So that's it.
And all right, there's one. Yeah. All right, so we got an auger, and do I need to have a sled? Do I have to have?
Well, you know, you don't.
Okay.
But it makes it a lot easier. You know, put your gear in. You just drag it along, and you don't even feel it when there's no snow on the ice. You don't even know it's back there.
Really?
You can pull it with your pinky.
Yeah.
But a sled is awesome. But you wouldn't need it. You know, you could go out there with a backpack, like a lot of guys, how they hit the shoreline fishing with their backpack with their gear and a rod in one hand and their hand auger in the other, and you're going.
I think the biggest thing to have for just general there is a 5-gallon bucket, though.
Yeah,
I love having it because you can flip it over, sit on it while you're fishing in your hole.
Yeah.
And it also stores your gear when you're carrying it.
Yeah.
So you can put really, you only need a rod or two. I mean, we have way more than that.
Mm-hmm.
But you only need a couple rods, your small tackle box, some snacks in your bucket, and you're off and going.
So I just reach in the boat and pull out my jigging rod and I'm good to go?
We were out fishing last winter, and there were some guys using some 6 or 7 foot medium fast or whatever. I don't know.
They're normal casting rods.
Yeah. Well, that was a joke. I know you don't, but
you can though. You can. Yeah. You can. I've seen it. We saw it.
Yeah, you want to try to stay in that 24 to 36 inch pole. For that, because then you're fishing directly over the hole that you've drilled.
Is that the reason why? I mean, I've always wondered why they're shorter.
Yeah, and you know, and being in shelters, we'll call them tent shelters, you know, whatever. A lot of times, you know, it's just you don't need that long of a rod.
Convenience.
You can't get a hook set either. I had a new 36 inch rod last year, and we were fishing 11 mile.
Granby.
And we were fishing Big Max, you know, like 80-100 feet down. And so you have to drive it home because there's a lot of stretch, right?
Right.
And we were having issues with the longer rods. We had to go to 24 inches because you would hit the top of the shelter.
Oh, I see.
And it was -4 out. So it wasn't like you just like abandoned the shelter.
Yeah.
No, it was freezing.
You know, I've got a flip over clam, and it's pretty low ceiling where like you've got, what is it, an Eskimo? No, it's clam.
No, I got a clam, and I got one of the, it's a big one. It's 90 inches by 90 inches by like 6 foot.
Yeah. So
it's a big one.
Sitting on your bucket or whatever you're sitting on in there, you're going to have room in that one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No problem.
Is that the 4-person, 4-holer?
Yeah. I mean, you can easily put 4 people in there. 3's real comfortable because you have your gear and stuff.
Yeah.
But, the old 4-holer.
So.
Another Navy term.
Navy term.
Mitch is in the Navy.
Yeah,
he's got a lot of those.
Yeah, he was.
Hey, thank you for your service.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
He was a seaman.
Yeah. Anyway.
Hey, that crickets.
So
we'll just let that one sit there.
So at least a jigging rod. I would say that you probably want to have a tip up, right?
You know, look, if we're just going out,
I'm going, right?
Tip-ups are next level if you've never
fished.
So just stick with your 24-inch medium action rod. A lot of people, you know, all this money you can spend on these high-buck rods. Hey, you're just starting out. You can get a combo cheap, $25.
Yes.
You're ready to go.
Easy.
The line's
important, though.
Yeah.
The line that they have on them that you get is junk. So you're going to want to
I was just
going to
say,
out.
So I was rolling through looking at mostly stuff for the spring and summer, and I noticed that they had specific line for ice fishing.
Yeah.
And I wonder what makes it specific, first off. You know, I mean, is it, I mean, you can't get any clearer than fluorocarbon, so it's got to be a fluorocarbon type.
It's abrasion resistance stuff for the edges of the hole.
And the cold weather, it's a different, like with the mono. It's got a different formula where it can handle that cold, the cold temperatures where it doesn't get brittle or get, you know, kinked up and coil.
Because it does, like if you want to fish, I mean, you could use a regular mono, I have, but like if you use like an ice line, it's going to have less when the line gets cold, like a regular mono, it starts getting some memory in it, and it doesn't come out good if you're using a bobber.
Do you use super lines?
You can. We really don't.
I have, and if it's not too cold out to where it seems like the ice water freezes on your line a lot more with the fire line.
Oh, does it? Well, compared to like talking mono. About going deep for the Lakers and. You know, you go deep and
less stretch.
When we were out there, it was ridiculously cold. So we were fishing mono just because it was working better.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, fire line, if you're in a house, if it's nice out, there's beautiful days out on the ice where it's above freezing. The ice is safe. It's not going to melt, you know, in the next couple hours before the sun goes down.
Right.
But no, fire line's great. Same theory of open water fishing. You don't know, you feel it all.
I don't know, 7, 8 ice fishing rods and some tip-ups. And I have two of them with super line on it. And I use them probably 20% of the time. And that's usually when we're going deeper.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or it's really nice out. Yeah. So I would say, yes, you do, but typically I don't. I mean, you can.
Thinner? I mean, pound test. Yep. You're going light, lighter?
Light. So I kind of look at it as like almost in the summertime. See, if I was going to fish vertical jig with 6 pound or Lindy rig with 6 pound, ice fishing, I'm probably going to go 4 vertical jigging.
Really?
Yeah, and I know that sounds a little crazy, but nah, it's all about your drag. I don't care what anybody wants to say. It's set your drag right, and you can get some big fish on that light line, but it just, I've always had the best luck with the lightest line I could.
Well, it's because you're using, one of the reasons too is 6 is kind of the max. We use bigger fluorocarbon when we're doing like, when we're doing quick strike rigs and things like that. Mm-hmm. Totally different, but.
Why is it different?
That'll have to be a whole nother podcast. Because it becomes different. But you're using a lot of smaller jigs, like micro jigs. Yep. So it's easier for those micro jigs to get down too with a smaller diameter line.
Yeah. It's just that balance, the same, you know, how you match up lines with jigs and different weight jigs and your different rod setup. So no, lighter's better in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. The max I'll go is 6, but I'm usually running about a 4 pound test, and that Suffix ice line is really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really good line that seems to not have the memory. It comes off really good. It seems to be pretty good abrasion resistance, because you got to remember, you're fishing an 8-inch hole, 7, 8, 10, whatever your auger size is, and you get a big fish and it's running. Sometimes you have to dive your rod into the water just because they're ripping off.
Right.
And you don't want it to get caught up on the ice.
Dragging on that rough edge.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So I've got a rod and it's 24 inches.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I've got a reel, open face, spinning reel.
Reels. Well, they have multiple reels out there now, but I would say all of mine are spinning reels.
Yeah. Yeah. And hey, if we're talking just getting into it, you know, and beginning, spinning reel. Just keep it simple.
And I've got my specialty line for ice fishing. And so now I'm going to buy five baits. So it's everything from spoons and jigs to who knows
what. Well, what are we fishing for? My first question.
Well, if it's typical ice fishing, you're probably fishing for something that's in the trout family, because that's what everybody seems to go to, or a panfish. If I see one picture of a panfish through the ice, I'm already annoyed.
That is awesome.
Yeah, what's your problem with panfish?
No, nothing with the panfish. It's just everybody switches. You know, you got these apex predator pictures in the spring and summer, and everybody's on their boats with these monsters, and then all of a sudden rolls around.
Or on the shore in the spring with monsters.
Yeah, and then it rolls around into the winter, and everybody's posting pictures of crappie and perch and, you know, with big smiles on their faces.
That's why it's awesome.
Taking your sister to the dance.
Here's my rule. So, like, in open water in the boat, and I catch a trout, I don't care how big that rainbow is. Okay, 15-pounder would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
But most of them, it's like, here we go. It's like catching a carp or a sucker.
Still in the ice?
No, I'm talking in the boat, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay, like, so here's, we can get those, you know, we catch monster trout at times in the boat, and it's like, get off.
Guess what? Here's the difference with the ice. It's another cool thing about ice fishing. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't
trout are fun to catch through the ice. Seriously, I just walked out on the lake, drilled a 8-inch hole,
inches.
And I'm going to catch a fish.
And the techniques that you're using got that fish to bite your...
All right, so you're going out, and it's a lake where you can get, let's say, it's got a mix of walleyes and trout and perch.
And crappies.
Sure.
Okay, what I'm going to...
Panfish heaven.
Yep, so what I'm going to get is a small little ice jig. So there's little micro jigs. Mm-hmm. I'm talking maybe one size smaller. They're probably, you know, 3/4 inch long from the end of the hook to the tip of the jig head. And I'm going to get some fathead minnows. And a slip bobber, and because I don't have electronics, right? I'm just starting out. Right. You know, all these people, hopefully, that are going to go ice fishing. Everybody, it's awesome. but yeah, and a slip bobber, and I guarantee you, if there's fish in that area, and if not, move. But if there's fish there, any of those species are going to go after that fathead on just or even a plain hook. But that jig head works good with the lead head, you know, to give you weight to get it down and get it hang right.
I use a lot of jigs, really small jigs, 1/16 ounce jigs or ice fishing micro jigs. Mm-hmm. And I like to use like little mealworms, wax worms, things like that, just to give it a little attractant.
And if number one advice for me, if I as far as the actual fishing goes, the number one thing that you would recommend?
Not get complacent and sit in one spot.
Yes.
You know, sometimes, you're sitting over structure. You're on this, you know, it's 10 feet on top and it goes down to 25 and there's a great break and, you know, you've caught fish there before. So you're going to sit there and, you know, maybe you're there at 3 p.m. You're going to wait till sundown, right? Cause the walleyes are going to move in or whatever. So there's situations where you're going to fish that spot. But if I'm going to a lake that I'm not real familiar with, I don't really care what I'm going to catch. I just want to catch some fish. Yep. I'm going to give it about 10 minutes. After I stop and I fish, if I don't get anything going in 10 minutes, boom, I'm gone. And I've even gone to setting my alarm on my phone.
I have.
So to stay efficient.
I set it at 15 because I'm hand drilling.
So I'm always getting a few extra minutes anyway.
Yeah. So another thing we'll do too is when we go out moving, that is key to it, defining the fish. I mean, having the gear, I mean, it's all basic gear, but moving to find those fish. So a lot of times what we will do too is we walk out. So when we're moving, we walk out to a structure or someplace where we find, because the topo maps are great. If you have one, that'll get you close, right?
Yep.
But we'll punch 10, 12 holes just all down the break that lasts for 80 yards.
Right.
So moving doesn't become a big issue. The hardest part all the time is getting all your auger out, re-drilling, moving all your stuff. Yep. Well, we even when it's cold out, we will go, we'll drill two holes right next to each other, and then we'll go down another 20 yards and another couple on that structure, and we'll fish those holes and move to the next ones and move to the next ones. We start catching fish, bro.
Well, it sounds like the efficient way to do it, if you're fishing two guys, would be, you know, one guy drills them, the other guy starts setting up the rigs, and then that guy takes the auger and he goes down to the, you know, the next set of structure you're looking at, and then he drills a couple more, and then that guy, you know, and then he goes down and drills a couple more, and then by the time he comes back, you know, your buddy's got everything set up.
When he's drilling, I see what you're saying, but that's a novice because
what you don't, because you're always stuck being the driller.
No, the drilling part's the easy part. So he'll take his gas auger and go punch 12 holes.
Sure,
you know, six sets of two.
Yep.
And what I'm doing is clearing out the holes. So all the snow, stuff. So I'm clearing the holes out. So by the time he's down with all 12 holes, I've only got 6 holes cleared out. Then he's coming back and fishing. And then I'll start on the second set of 2. And we'll just keep working until we start finding fish.
Yeah.
But that way you're not wasting time. You just get them all cleared out, drilled, cleared, ready to roll.
Yeah, just move. If you don't get a bite in 10, 15 minutes, you know, whatever, a half hour, trust me, get up. Move 50 yards, drill a couple more holes, and see. Because there's a lot of times, you know, fish act a little different when the water's so cold, you know, in this time of year where, there might be heavy feed times. Yep, at low light conditions, you bet they're hot on those feeding areas. But during the day, they're just kind of random nomads, in my opinion.
I think the biggest thing, though, is to get out and try it. It doesn't take a whole lot of gear. You can really get into this sport of ice fishing for about $100.
You can. Really can. And you know what?
With an auger, 2 poles, because they have poles all the time between $20 and $25. Get a couple of those. Get some line. One thing a line, if you went with a Suffolk 4-pound ice line, mm-hmm. that's $7. You can spool up both reels with it. Yep. And now you're talking micro jigs, which you get 5 or 6 of those, 10 of those, whatever. Yep. That's another $10 and you're good.
Yeah.
And then some bait. So you can really start to learn how to ice fish.
Well, my bucket, I mean, that's another $5. Jeez, come on.
Yeah, you got
have a bucket
yeah.
at home. You're not a man.
Yeah. Yeah. So, only men can ice fish.
I got like 40 buckets. You can borrow one. So.
Yeah. No, hey, everybody get out and give it a shot. If you've never ice fished and you think those guys out on the lake are crazy, I'm
so
telling you, they're out there because it is a blast.
It is a good time.
Yep.
It's a great time. Yep. Well, everybody here at All Eyes on Fishing, we'd really like all the interaction that we get. You guys do a great job sending us questions on our email at alleyesonfishing@gmail.com and commenting on our podcast,
our YouTube videos.
YouTube videos. It's awesome. We love the interaction. It takes us sometimes a minute to get back to you because we do have real jobs too. That sucks.
Yep.
But it takes us a minute. Yep. So don't forget to a lot of this. These podcasts that we've been doing, they've ramped up a lot. We also have gear on our website now.
If you haven't had a chance and you get a chance, go check out our webpage. Our webpage has a ton of hats and shirts, sweatshirts. Yep, alleyesonfishing.com.
The cool thing, I just saw a spreadsheet of where we've shipped our gear to.
Yeah.
Man, we're in a lot of different states.
All over.
California, Canada, Minnesota.
New Jersey, coast to coast.
I mean, it's crazy.
Yep.
That's cool. So, hey, if you see anybody out there with All Eyes gear on, give them a holler.
Take a picture and send it in.
Yeah.
Oh, and one other thing before we wrap this up, Big Bite series. We have a Big Bite on our webpage.
Yep.
If you catch a big fish, and it can
or
be
what
big
you,
to you,
what, yeah, big
it doesn't
to you.
Matter if it's a monster, but it's one that you went after, you're new to ice fishing, you catch your first crappie through the ice. Take a picture of it, send us, we'll put it on our Big Bite page.
Yep, absolutely. Because
if it's big to you, it's big to us.
Yep.
Yeah,
there you go.
It is, it's true.
Yep.
All right, guys, thanks a lot.
This has been All Eyes on Fishing. Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard, go ahead and subscribe to The Next Level. And you can hear longer podcasts and more information on all of your favorite topics. And check us out at alleyesonfishing.com for apparel, blogs, and other information. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. All Eyes on Fishing, leading you to the next level.